Diabetic polyneuropathy is typically length dependent. It starts in the distal parts of the feet and then gradually progresses symmetrically proximally toward the ankles and then above the ankles toward the knees, and then it can continue above the knees in severe cases. Usually once it arrives to the knees level, the neuropathy will start to show up in the hands and progresses toward the wrists. obviously there is weakness, hyperreflexia, and some atrophy. In addition to the sensory and motor symptoms, gait ataxia, which we refer to as sensory ataxia, is a very common symptom. Sometimes even the main complaint can be the off-balance feeling, which turns out to be due to the loss of proprioception sense because of the neuropathy. With diabetes, you can have large fiber neuropathy, but also patients can have the autonomic neuropathy, which symptom-wise can cause GI motility problems, can cause sweating problems, and orthostatic blood pressure problems, because those are all innervated through the or controlled through the autonomic nervous system.